Okay, I'm just going to go through the shrug wrap one more time. Anybody who wants to follow along. So, yep, got this. And what that does is it should leave the wrap just hanging out down your back.
Right.
And this is where I'm reaching back and yeah. grabbing it. And then I bring it under my other arm.
Yeah.
So this is the step where I talk about the towel on your back, because I think yeah. it helps everybody to get it angled the right way. And then yep. from here, over that shoulder.
Oh, over this shoulder.
Correct.
I was thinking it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Over that shoulder.
Same. Okay.
Yeah. And then switch hands. Now you have this hand free that yeah. can reach back. So I have this hand free that can reach back and pick that piece up that I just flung over my shoulder. Oops. And then it comes up under your armpit.
Oh, okay.
And then hooks into that piece on that same side. Does that work?
I think so.
It should end up looking a little bit like that.
Yep. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you, Jewel, for helping. That's awesome. I was busy finding my stuff and not watching.
She was struggling. She saw me struggle.
Okay. I appreciate that. That's Thanks. Why we support each other. That's awesome. Ooh, I'm going to leave that on. That feels really nice.
So turn around. Let me see your back right now.
Yep. So it just ends up being a cross on the back.
Okay. All right. I have that. Okay. Awesome. Good. Thank you. Awesome.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So Karen, turtle touch on the knee.
Yeah.
So let me see if I can get my knee up here. You see a knee?
I see a knee.
Whoops. Throwing things off my table. So turtle touch, right? Do you know turtle touch? Turtle touch. Yeah. Your hands move like the choo-choo train, right? So I can have my hands on either side of my knee and turtle touch. Important thing is have one hand keep track of the circle and a quarter and let the other hand follow along. So I just do it. I just do it wherever it feels good. So sometimes I have my fingers really spread out around my knee. Sometimes I'm just doing little turtles with the kneecap. Remember that your turtles don't have to be your whole hand. I sometimes have done turtles on sensitive areas with like llama hands, if that feels more comfortable, or little chimp finger. Oh, that feels good. I've never done chimp. I'm loving how much I'm discovering about my own body while we're having this class. I just did little chimp turtle around my kneecap, and wow, does that feel good? Mm-hmm. And keep in mind that you can also add the lift. So I could do my turtle, and then you can take your hands away from each other a little bit and come back one way or the other. So this can be really nice, especially with your hand on the top and the bottom of the knee, turtle. Take your hands away from each other, pause, let them come back toward each other again. And so for me, it's always a process of just exploring where would this feel good? Would it feel better to have your hands diagonally a little bit? So you can just go around wherever it feels good and see just turtle with lift, whatever feels good. Is that helpful, Karen?
Yep, it is. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I love turtle touch. It's definitely one of my top shelf touches, because remember, you could do turtles with your fingers. You know, you can do tiny little turtles. You can do turtles on kitten toes. just with your fingers. So, you know, it's not always big hand movement things. You know, you can adapt your turtle touches for anything. I also wanted to, with Marty's reminding me, and I have them sitting here, I guess maybe I'll take this off so I can show you. If you know, our wraps have Velcro on one end, sometimes you want to connect two wraps together. Let's see, I'll use these two. Sometimes you want to add more wrap. Like, you know, with that whole body wrap, when I put the whole wrap on the person from the shoulders to the feet, I think that was 4 3-inch wraps. And so you run out of wrap at some point. And I can use my Velcro, of course, to stick one to another one. But sometimes I may want to attach wraps. Maybe I've come to the end, but it's not the Velcro part. You can use these very, very handy, very sticky things. These are the things that you might use for tying up cords. The brand I bought on Amazon happens to be that brand. And there are these things, you know, you might tie up cords with it. You might tie up your computer cords with it. They are these little things that, you know, would go around and stick to themselves. But you can use them to stick your wraps together. So I have these two ends I would like to stick together, and I can just lay this over my wrap. And it is stuck there. I gotta tell you, these are really sticky. One of our Japanese, I guess I could use a different color. One of our Japanese practitioners came up with these ideas. These are not gonna come apart. This is definitely together. And there could be time, oh, I wish I would have brought up my pictures of, you can put them on the dogs where you maybe, like with the racing stripe wrap, you want to keep those ends close to each other. You can lay this across there. You've got a head wrap and you don't want it to move apart. You can lay a little piece across there. And so obviously you could cut these so that they're little pieces. You can have bigger ones, whatever you might do. Super handy. So Yukari is the practitioner that came up with this idea. And so in Japan, we call them Yukari tape because she came up with that idea. So I like the Yukari tape, but they are super handy for hooking your wraps together, and they are very sticky.
I've been meaning to post your pictures and stuff on the T-Touch for you Facebook page, so I will.
Oh, I sent you those, didn't I?
I know you sent me everything and I didn't post it, so that was a reminder to me too. So I'll post it on that so you all can look at the pictures, because Debbie has good pictures.
Yes, that was, I was like, oh, I could have remembered to have those pictures, but I didn't think about it. But Marnie will post them for you so you can look for it. Unless you have them somewhere you can share them, Marnie, do you or not?
Are those small strips called the rapid storage? They come in that kit?
Yeah, I just went to Amazon and I ordered, they're called rapid storage. That's what these ones are. There are probably other brands as well, but that's what I got. So it came, a bunch of colors, so it can be real pretty. So there's really long ones and a little bit shorter ones, but of course you can cut them however you want. But that's what I got. Super handy to have a few of those around, and they are so sticky. So this is stronger than your regular Velcro that you have with this. So any other questions, comments for this moment? So I thought that it might be
a suggestion.
Please, Martha, did you get your sound sorted?
Oh, I switched iPads. I don't know what happened. I also used an older Access onto Zoom. Maybe that was it. I don't know. But I was able to track down the new one that came out at 5 this morning. So I used that.
Good.
And I'm using the other iPad. But thank you for that rapid storage tip. That's fabulous. Yeah. That's what I wanted to tell you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Super handy, super convenient. And then it's remembering to remember. Once I knew about them, then it took me a while to remember that I had these and could use them. So much better. In the past, we've tied lots of knots. We've used pins, and pins have their own risk that you might. I've never stabbed a dog or a person, but I have been known to stab myself a couple of times. And the knots always, you know, they have a certain amount of weight to them. It interferes with the way that the wrap lies flat against the body. And so these things are so sticky. It's a really great alternative to the pins and knots. So, and gosh, you could even like use them to wrap up your cords. So I thought it might be fun just to do a little breakout room, because sometimes it can be fun to share stories, or if you want to experiment together with the wraps a little bit, or whatever you might like to do. And Becky, please.
Before you roll on to breakout, I just wanted to ask this question kind of everyone, and especially of you. I love that you were saying, you know, experiment, be willing to think about new ways to use. And in that moment occurred to me, I often will get an asthma attack first thing in the morning and I need to lay a wrap right beside the door. But so I was just curious whether you have specific, because I was thinking about, you know, the lift and the gentle move, but if you have specific things you like, or if anybody else has experimented with that.
You mean as far as asthma, you know, what's fascinating a little bit, Becky, and I really want anybody else's comments, and we might stay in group discussion instead of doing breakout rooms today. Who knows? The interesting thing about asthma, for sure. I have some asthma stuff a little bit. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me a lot. Usually exercise induced.
That's me too.
And you know, the shrug wrap, because it opens up your chest so much. Sometimes I really like the crossing guard wrap, because it does come across your chest more. It brings more attention to your, you know, to your heart. But the other one that's interesting is the head wrap. And I have found that my jaw is so connected to my breathing. And this is so weird that if I start to, you know, I'm on a hike somewhere, or even on my property, there are some steep hills, and depending upon what kind of shape I'm in when I'm out there walking, sometimes the long, steep hill, I'll start to run out of breath. And the more I relax my jaw, the better I can breathe. And I read somewhere about connection with jaw and lungs, and I thought, oh my gosh, of course, I've been doing this for so long. So it might be interesting, Becky, and I would love for you to try it, and then let me know what you notice, to even have the head wrap, any head wrap that comes across the jaw, your TMJ, could be really, really interesting. Or chimp tattoos around your
jaw. You're not necessarily running it down that jawline at all, right? But more right where that joint is.
So anything that comes across here, I personally think, my opinion, that one of the reasons that the head wraps, one of the many reasons, there are a lot of reasons that the head wraps may be as powerful as they are, has to do with the fact that they oftentimes come across the jaw, whether it's horses or dogs or people. And I think that there is way more going on with the TMJ and the area around the TMJ than we understand at this point in time. And I also do body talk, and I know in my body talk training, we were learning that there are more nerve endings in this mandibular area than we would ever need for the function of chewing or talking or whatever it is that we do with our jaw. and the assumption that there must be a whole lot more going on with the mandibular area because of all the innervation and nerve endings there. And so when we're working with any sort of head wrap, whatever, you know, whatever it might be, really often we have the wrap, you know, coming, whether it's coming around under the jaw, or even if it's coming around and behind the occiput, it still comes often near the TMJ as well. And so experimenting with that, I would just be so interested, Becky, to know what you find with that. So when I'm putting head wraps on people, I am really asking the person or checking with myself, is it more comfortable to bring it under my jaw, or is it more comfortable to take it under my hair and bring it around and support the base of the skull? Any of those options are possible. And I have to check chat because it's hard for me to talk and read chat at the same time. Turtles for horse feet. Yeah, ooh, so good. What about using the wrap stretch? Oh yeah, or the back ribs for breathing too. Absolutely. So try head wrap, but the stretches on the rib cage, really, really, really good. One of the ones I really wanted to show you also, see if I can angle this, is even taking the wrap. Oops, I'm going to use my wider one here. Around your back. Let's see, can you see this? I'm going to wrap. Can you see how I've got it across my back?
Yes.
Now I'm going to wish I had it doubled. I'm going to come back and double it. This helps with that expansion of your rib cage to the back. So I have it across my back, and I can do the same thing with the stretches, to stretch, to pause, to slowly, slowly release. And as long as I'm doing that, I could bring it around the side. So I could be doing all these wrap stretches. And again, how much you stretch totally depends on what feels comfortable for you. You don't have to, remember, less is more. You don't have to stretch a lot to get a lot of effect with it. So so being able to bring it across your back, pause, slowly release it. And as you're doing that, really exhaling to see how much you can breathe into your back. How much does that help you have that expansion of your rib cage? So remember that, you know, so often with breathing, we think about belly breathing. It's all about breathing out with the belly, but that expansion, well, I don't have to tell you this, you know all this, the breathing of the expanding the rib cage to the back and the front. I think about that, you know, how often many of us who work with small animals, you're sitting in the chair and you're leaning forward and you're working on this little being by your feet. There's no belly expansion there because your belly is squished, right? All your breathing is happening from the expansion of your back. And so that's another thought. Two more that are similar to this is having the wrap around the base of your skull and then just letting your head, oh, I love this one. This is one of my, see, I must have a dozen, one of my favorites. With this, you can just let the weight of your head hang in the wrap. And how often do we not have to hold up the weight of our head? And you can just let that hang there, or you can move one hand. You can just stretch with one hand and the other hand. And exactly like what we were doing with the foot and the ankle, you can just let your head hang there in the wrap and just have these tiny, tiny, tiny little movements from side to side. Now, I'm not thinking about this, Becky, for your asthma. It just kind of led me when I was talking about the back to think about the neck. But any place that you can help to release tension in your body, you know, may help your breathing as well.
All of that makes sense. Thinking about that vagus nerve, you know, up in that muscle and back. And so all of that kind of makes some sense that would. So I have a question for you. You said you talked about that exhale, and I'm thinking about, you know, really, it's that exhale that's kind of spasming and won't let you let that inhale out. So you start breath stacking, so there's no room. Correct. So if you thought about doing that lifty business, do you want to do that during the exhale? Do you want to, how do you want to think about coupling that with the exhale?
So first of all, experiment, right? See what feels best for you. When I'm doing that, as I'm slowly, slowly, slowly releasing the tension, I'm thinking about the just breathing into that release. So I'm not thinking about releasing it. The wrap is guiding my body to be able to release it. Because if you put, as you know, if you put effort into exhaling when you're having an asthma thing, it just makes it worse. So this is where you're just allowing the expansion to move with the wrap releasing.
Yeah, like into that wrap. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So you're a passive observer a little bit. Yeah, Marnie, please.
One of the things about that wonderful neck thing that you just showed is that if you sitting up tall and whatever, just turn your head side to side before you do it, and then after you do it, the quality of the movement and the ability, I mean, it's amazing, and it really shows you what a difference it can make in your whole life. That's it right there in your neck. Is if that isn't working, nothing else is, as we know from horses, if not ourselves.
Yeah, I forget about doing that first, Marnie. That's a good suggestion to just, you know, check in first, you know, what is your comfortable range of motion? And then put a wrap on or do some of the stretches or do any of these things that we've talked about and check it again and see what changes, because sometimes we just don't notice it. Everything that we do just feels so normal. Thank you, Marnie. That's a really good suggestion. Anything else, questions, comments, or anything?
I asked, where do you get the material to make the wrap? Or is that sold as a wrap?
Yeah, so actually, we call them body wraps, right? I forget that the whole medical world, they're called elastic bandages. And there are a lot of different brands of them. So Ace brand is the one that I generally use, and they're designed for if you sprain your ankle or your knee or something, and you know, doctors will wrap your body up. Now, we don't use them anything like the medical approach, because we're not using them for support. So Jewel, I'm going to say go slower, go way, way, way slower, way slower. So they really are designed as bandages. These days they're hard to find because now you buy a sleeve that goes over your ankle or your elbow or whatever. So it's not as easy to find just the elastic bandages, but you can find them. They're on Amazon. I know Robin sells a lot of them. I sometimes have some to sell. I don't think that the office does, but you can find them, Ace bandages, and they come. Yeah, sorry, Martha, go ahead.
Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry. Can you use those stretchable exercise thingies that they sell that they look like that, but they're made out of silicone.
You mean like a TheraBand?
TheraBands?
Yeah, TheraBands, maybe.
TheraBands are too stiff.
Oh, okay.
So you want more stretchiness.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Because so the elasticity is the important part. And if they're too stretchy, then they end up too tight in order to work.
I'll go to Amazon. Thank you.
Yeah. Let's see. Online drugstore.com. That's where I'm most recently buying them. Onlinedrugstore.com, if you happen to be.
Yeah, I'll look that up.
I'm always searching for inexpensive ACE bandages because I buy so many and sell them. Yeah, Becky, please.
I'm probably going to say this wrong, but Jill taught me this, that when you're trying to dye them, if you dye them with a dye that's made specifically for, is it acrylics? Is that what we're talking about? It's not for cotton.
I use Dylon. The brand is Dylon. That's Dylon it. Dye. The reason I use Dylon dye, it's D-Y-L-O-N. The reason I use Dylon dye is because you can use it in warm water, not hot water. So my water is still pretty warm, but it doesn't have to be like boiling hot. So it's kinder on the elastic. And so that's the one that I use. So
and the colors are so much better. If you use something made for cotton, they end up being really boring and dead.
Yes, right now today I only have green wraps because I have sold all my other colors. So, but yeah, that you can get a lot of really pretty colors. So it takes a little time to do it, and then you know I just would say don't put them in the dryer. But the instructions there are pretty good.
So, and I want to take back to that story, and this actually came out of a training, and it was a dog. The shelter had it kind of featured. It was up front. It was getting ready to have to go on the news. Was 13 years old, couldn't walk very well at all. Was in a training, and Marnie said, for me and another person were working on this dog, and she said, Candy cane that dog's back legs. And so we did. And, you know, we're walking her around a little bit, and we're both looking at each other going, God, are we torturing this dog? And so when we were done, we kind of let it go. Next day we come back, that dog is already walking like 100% better. Marnie said, do it again. We did her again. And I kid you not, by the time the TV camera was there, she could walk just fine. And what part of that I think sometimes is being able to release muscles that have kind of gone into this compensatory holding to protect either an old injury or a spinal, you know, who knows, but I was shocked at how much better she got. And so I guess that sometimes that's more about the dog getting information about, oh, that's where my legs are in space, and them correcting that. So I would tell people, don't ever feel like it's that an animal's like too far gone for you to try that on. When I first fell in love with T-Touch, most of you know this story, that I had a dog who was dragging his back knuckles because of some spinal arthritis. And I paid to have somebody come and do T-Touch on him, wrap those back legs once a week. And by God, that dog could run for 5 days. And he was a happy camper, and then he would start to kind of begin to lose ground, and so I'd bring him back. And that was when I realized that I might as well get certified because I was spending the money anyway.
Right, and we're happy you did. I think that it's, again, I started out talking about how much I think we don't understand about how the wraps work and the effect of them, and I think we'll be discovering more and more, and it is amazing to me what results we can get when you wouldn't really expect it. I will remind you, if you're doing something and you see a big change, like what Becky was seeing with this dog, this is when it's really important to remember that these muscles might end up being a little bit sore from moving in a completely different way than they have before. And though, so this is where you might, you know, use the wraps less long until the body is used to that new way of movement, or add more body work to help with any muscle soreness that might come from that new way of moving or whatever. And with your, if you're wrapping your dogs, for example, be sure that they're not unattended with the wrap. You know, they can eat them, they can get stuck on something. My friend put a wrap on her dog and let her go out to have a pee, and she didn't come back to the door, and she went looking for her, and she was stuck on a rose bush. And so it's, you know, so keep them supervised and give, oh, Teresa's going to bed. Good night, Teresa, sleep well. Much love to you. And so, but, you know, I think it's another one of those can't hurt, might help things. You know, I was teaching a training in Japan, and my interpreter is also a professional dancer. And during the breaks, she does ballet and things. And during the breaks, she kept trying to do this one movement that she was trying to do with her arm. And she was practicing and practicing. And the group is doing body wrap things. And I said, do you want to try a body wrap? And she's, well, okay, I could try it. So I just put, what did I do? I probably put a shrug wrap on her and added a candy cane spiral down her arm, I think. And I said, just try it. And the movement went exactly the way that she wanted it to go. She was shocked when she had been practicing this for so long. And the wrap, just whatever it did, I don't know. The wrap said, oh, that's what you want. Oh, sure, we could do that. She was blown away, right? So then she could use the wrap. She was able to do this movement. Then she was able to do it without the wrap. And, you know, it made her experience as a dancer so much easier. Actually, my other favorite body wrap story is actually also a dancer. This is a woman from Austria who she was a professional ballroom dancer. So she and her partner are competing at really, really high levels in ballroom dancing. And she and her partner started practicing with the wrap on, and they were already really successful. And she said using the wraps took their performance to another level. And what she said to me is, it reminds me to take myself with me wherever I go. And I just love that. I just love that feeling. It just gave her a deeper, even though she's already really good at it, right? It just really deepened her sense of being able to move from her center in balance and all of her parts to be able to come along with her. And so I think that there's just so much we can do with the wraps. And again, I think it comes back to remember to experiment with it. You know, I'm currently working with a young woman who is autistic and has a lot of fear in her life. And one of the things that we are doing is a lot of body wraps. And so she is wrapping herself in so many different ways. And she has made progress beyond what I would ever imagine. And, you know, part of it, I'm working on her. Part of it, she's working on herself so much. There in the beginning, I thought, oh man, I don't know. Do I have the skills to help her? I've been working with her mom and her horses. And her mom said, do you think this might help my daughter? And I said, well, you know, can't hurt, might help. Let's try. And she has made progress beyond what we would imagine. And change the body, change the mind, right? So it's about releasing tension, helping her to be more in touch with her cells. The wraps, she sleeps in the wraps. I think she sleeps in the wraps pretty much every night. And it's just been an amazing tool for her. So you never know. So you never know what you might be able to do. I'm just wanting to read Teresa's chat. Ooshnufa was what we were doing in Switzerland for exhale. I had a lot of t-shirts that said exhale. I had a lot of t-shirts that said exhale because a lot of people feel like breathing is like just breathing. And I really think it's all about the exhale. And so rather than having shirts, I had shirts that said breathe for a really long time. And then after a while, everybody was getting me shirts that said exhale, because I think it's all about exhale, right? It's all about that letting go. And a lot of people feel like breathing, it starts with the inhale, but I really think breathing starts with exhale, because the better your exhale is, the better your next in-breath is going to be. And so for a long time, I had a lot of shirts in a lot of languages that all said exhale in different languages. So I felt like it helped people, you know, a little bit of remember to remember kinds of things. And so you never know what you might be able to accomplish. And, you know, with this work, please remember less is more, that you don't have to do a lot to make a big difference. And all of our parts are connected to all of our other parts. So be careful, you know, even with working with the knee, remember that knee is connected to all these other parts. And as much as working with knee, work on the diagonal elbow, do it with touches, you know, put wraps, you know, do a little bit of spiral on that diagonal elbow. Keep in mind that while one knee might be not functioning quite as well, the one on the other side is working a lot to compensate. Keep in mind also that you can work through bandages, you can work through heavy clothing, and with the same light pressure that you would use if you had your hands on the skin, and it can still be super, super effective. And so it's just, I think, so fabulous that we can explore, experiment, and make so much difference. So let me just check in. More thoughts?
Debbie, I want to back up one quick second. When we worked the dog with Marnie, I would say we probably took maybe 30 steps with that dog. We weren't, you know, we did a very short time. And for exactly what you're talking about, you get atrophied muscles. The other piece that I just want to share that's been a trick that has helped me so much, going back to what you were talking about of trying to explain why wraps work, and I've now quit doing that. What I do, if I ever put a wrap on the dog, always people go, okay, now what is that and why did you do it? And I always just say, do you mind if we just wrap you? And I just wrap one candy cane leg and I say, let's go for a little walk. And we don't walk very far at all. And then I take off the person's wrap and we just keep walking. And without exception, very quickly, they go, can we do that other leg?
right.
Because they can feel so much more in the leg that we wrapped. And so it's sort of like, then I don't have to explain anything because they get what their dog is getting.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's hard to imagine. I mean, it's like, the wrap, it's the same with the touches too. How can these little things possibly make a difference? But it's really uncommon that somebody doesn't feel a difference with the wraps, right? And I'll often ask somebody, you know, would you like me to wrap your elbow or the knee? Either one, they both work. You know, sometimes the elbow can work pretty well as well if I don't feel like I want to go as far as the leg. Depends on the client, right? Because sometimes legs are more personal, I guess. someday ask me about the very funny story doing the octopus touch at a college thing. It's a funny story. We can wait though, because we're almost out of time. So you know, you could wrap an elbow. That's a pretty easy way for somebody. They could do it themselves. They don't even have to have you doing something with them, right? The important thing about the wraps is, please remember, not too tight. And some people feel like less is more, right? And you should stretch it on there like a support bandage. And that that does not allow the body to participate in the experience. You really want the body to be able to feel the expansion into the wrap, to be able to move easily with the wrap. Remember that it's about elevating awareness, not about support, not about making the body do anything, which also makes them so surprising, right? Because people say, well, gosh, that isn't even tight. How could this be doing it? That's the point. Right, because it gets the attention of the nervous system and it helps your body to know where it is in space. And it can just be fun to play. And that's what I really encourage people to do. You know, we just take this stuff so seriously. And actually, I have a little button on my refrigerator that says life is too important to take seriously. And so I think that the more we can remember to just play, experiment, how does it feel? With the wraps, for sure, you might start out in a certain configuration. It feels great for 5 minutes, and then it's time to change it. You know, maybe take it off, maybe just change it a little bit. That's why I'm always checking back with people. How does it feel? Or be careful about getting stuck with, okay, this is the wrap I'm going to use. Well, it's the wrap that you want to use in that moment. And maybe it changes depending upon, you know, however the body processes it, or, you know, whatever goes along. So we just have a couple minutes. Any last comments, questions, something to share? Yeah, Connie, please.
Just to say that I was sitting here listening to everything that everybody had said, and all the questions I had in my mind have all been answered. So what I've been doing is I've worked on my left knee because it's very sore and swollen, and worked on my right elbow. Now my right leg and my left elbow are complaining because I didn't do them. So I'm going to have to start now when we've finished. So I'm just saying thank you for letting you give me all the answers that I wanted.
Well, thank you, Connie. And you know, I have so often had clients that you know, maybe I'm working on one knee, and we work on that knee, and then they'll say, "Oh, great, now the other knee hurts." And I actually think that the other knee probably also had a complaint, but the other one was so noisy that second knee didn't get a chance to get heard. And because some people say, "Oh, now you've made the other one hurt." Well, maybe not. Maybe this knee now feels that it can get its voice in because the other parts were shouting more loudly. So I love that, Connie, that your parts are saying, wait a minute, how about me? Right. And I love also that you're open enough to hear it, right? So when your parts are talking to you, you can say, "Oh yes, okay, now it's your turn. Okay, I got it. You can be next," right?
Yes, definitely.
And be able to address whatever comes up next. Because honestly, you know, sometimes stuff moves around and you can take care of it here and now it's over there, and you take care of it there and it's moving over there. And you know, I think that anytime you, yes, that's good news, right? It's not that, "Oh no, now it's moving." Oh, good news. Things are changing, right? So you can follow it a little bit. You can follow it and see where it goes and how you bring everything back into balance. And so have fun with your parts and their conversations with you.
I will.
This is so very cool. So let's finish with Heart Hug, because we so love doing Heart Hugs. And I was just hearing Linda say, as you're doing your Heart Hug, think of something that makes you smile. And I just love that. In the past, I've talked about, think of, you know, a person or a place or an animal that you love. And I love the idea of just think of something that makes you smile. And I just love that feeling of how much it just resonates with all of my cells in such an easy way without me having to think about it. Oh, let me see. Who am I going to think about today? I like the fact that it just becomes kind of an effortless piece of appreciation and gratitude, and all of my cells, I can feel them all with little smiles inside of them. So thank you, everybody, for all that each of you have contributed today. It's always so fun for me to join you, and I will, oh, I think I'm coming back in a couple of weeks. So I will see you in a couple of weeks, and then please share with me your body wrap stories or whatever else. So look forward to it all, and have fun with your tea touches. See you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Debbie. Bye.
Bye.